I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama
always said I'd be the chosen one. All right, turning now to another Fox News alert. The State Department issuing a travel advisory for U.S. citizens in Iran. The message is short and to the point, quote, leave Iran now, have a plan for departing Iran that does not rely on the U.S. government help. This follows President Trump's warning to the Islamic Republic as reports reveal hundreds of civilians have been killed during anti-government protests. The White House also revealing the private messages Iran is sending back to the United States. Watch this.
What the Iranian regime is saying publicly is quite different from the messages they are sending to the United States and the Trump administration privately. President Trump, as for him, he has always expressed that diplomacy is the first option, always has been, always will be. However, he is unafraid to use the lethal force and might of the United States military if and when he deems that necessary. And nobody knows that better than the Iranian regime.
Yeah, the Iranian regime knows that President Trump, if he decides he's going to target you, he will find his way in. And they took out that missile complex that Iran was building. They're trying to restart it, obviously. And they have to know every step we take forward, we can be bombed backwards five steps. I will tell you this, I am surprised if any Americans or any foreign nationals other than from Iran are still in Iran. Did you not get the message the first time around? Why would you put yourself or your family into harm's way in Iran? Now, granted, there might be some Iranian nationals that are now American citizens that are back in Iran trying to gather their family. That I understand. The State Department has made it very clear. Get out. Get out by any means you can. Do not sit around and wait and rely on U.S. forces to get you out. That is tantamount to suicide. This regime is hunting people down in Iran that have been part of the support for Donald Trump and Jewish activities. And if you're an American, they're going to consider you are the enemy. You were part of the great Satan. They should not be in there, but apparently there are still some. State Department saying, get out. By any means necessary, do not wait for U.S. planes to come in and give you a lift out. That might never happen. Or if it does, it will come too late for you and your loved ones. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, January 13, 2026. And reminding you with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you that. Hold me to it. And reminding you, you have a cell phone. You can listen to us from anywhere. The FCC limits how far our radio signals can go. But with a cell phone, we don't need some 50,000 blowtorch tower. You can listen to us from anywhere. My daughter listens, as I pointed out before, down in West Palm Beach. I've had friends go to Europe, elsewhere, and they can still hear the program. Get the new free app for Newstalk STL. Cost you nothing, a couple moments to install it, and from then on, you are locked in. And here's what I suggest. Sometimes the radio signals, as great as they are, 101.9 and 94.1, you might reach an area that's kind of a dead spot, or you have weather activities that will cause static and interfere. That's not true with the digital signal on the phone, our app. So that's the best way to stay in touch. Coming up in our next hour, a closer look at what we know exists. We know they're there. We know all of these people. They show up at all these events. They're out there agitating. They're shouting at ICE. They're making mockery of everything. And we all know they're pulling a check. They're making money. That is their job. The rest of us go about our job and we're thinking, how can all these people be in the street? Don't they have a job? Actually, they do. Many do. They are getting checks because they're in the streets. There was a little kerfuffle the other day, and I like that word, kerfuffle, in the sense that some of them didn't get paid as they were told they would be. Maybe not as much, maybe nothing. If you don't pay these guys, they will turn back against you. So I'm sure they're working to resolve that. Thank you, George Soros, and the rest of you, giving money to that kind of event. Later in this hour, the story behind the story. Many of you will recall the full basic details of this story, but there are a lot of things behind the story. The massacre at My Lai, 1968. One U.S. soldier was held guilty for that, Lieutenant William Calley. How much did he actually have to do and what happened? How much was he just following orders? And how much were others complicit, but they skated by? I'm not looking to basically degrade any military operation. But if you're looking, as we've seen with the situation by our U.S. senator in Arizona saying, you should stand up and fight against any order that's unlawful. This would have been one of those cases. But even then, they did not do it. So the story behind the story coming later, the My Lai massacre. Now back to Iran, one of the hot spots on the nation, and it continues to escalate. Here's this report.
Now the numbers continue to rise. At least 646 civilians reportedly killed in Tehran as thousands of protesters are rising up, speaking out against the Iranian regime and the country's weak economy. Inflation soaring. President Trump is warning Iran against any killings. The regime saying it is ready to negotiate, but also prepared for war. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt yesterday. Watch.
I think one thing President Trump is very good at is always keeping all of his options on the table. And airstrikes would be one of the many, many options that are on the table for the commander in chief. Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. There was an official from the Iranian government, I believe it was reported earlier, that reached out to a member of the president's very close team, Special Envoy Witkoff, expressing a far different tone than what you're seeing publicly.
Well, we're getting two different stories, and I will tell you this, since that report was filed, now they're estimating 1,000 deaths, and the number's going to go higher. Make no mistake about it. These citizens of Iran, basically Persian descent, they want freedom. They want the same Western world they had prior to 1979. When the Ayatollahs came in, ordered the seizure of our embassy, and from there, everything went downhill. And they look at us as a great Satan, and they're more than willing to wipe us out. So Trump, on some of his latest messages, and I'm telling you, as I give this to you, this could change on a dime. The death count, I said, is more than 1,000. The latest tally, supposedly confirmed, and it will go up again, just under 2,000 dead. I want you to keep something in mind. These are unarmed citizens in the street. They don't have any weapons. So why would 1,800 or more be killed? Because they can. Because they can. There is no resistance. Make that as a note for yourself on the value of the Second Amendment of our Constitution. If you don't want to pack a gun, find some other, quote, non-lethal weapon if that makes you happy. But as for me and mine, we're not going to shoot to wound. We're going to shoot till they cease breathing. But Trump says right now any Iranian meetings are off. But he does say help for protesters is on the way. Now, what exactly does that mean? That is very hard to decide based on what we have. I want you to hear from an Iranian expert, Mary Kissel.
First of all, the regime has lost its proxies thanks to the hard work of Israel and the U.S. military assistance. The regime has an economic crisis, which is far more severe than we've seen in prior years, with not just inflation, but the water crisis, which meant that it's lost its base of rural support. It's lost Venezuela, which was a big banking center for the regime. You know, these events that seem so disconnected actually are connected and have secondary consequences. And most importantly, you have a U.S. president who is voicing support for the Iranian people. And that's very, very different than what we saw back in 2008. So you put all those things together and there's a real chance for positive change here.
Yeah, because in 2008, we didn't have an administration that was willing to stand for Iran. And she pointed out the domino effect. With Venezuela being shut down, no more oil to Iran, no more money to be made for your proxy agents. The same for Cuba, the same for China and Russia. It wasn't just a matter of land grabbing and so-called oil grabbing that the left will have you believe about us going into Venezuela. It is a domino effect that stretches all the way across the oceans in both directions. Dan Coats is a former CIA director, station chief.
I think the Iranian regime is under more threat right now domestically than they ever have been before. I think that's reflected in the outreach on the part of the Ayatollah to the United States for some negotiations, potentially about the nuclear program. Iran knows that their economy is in free fall. They're suffering from a shortage of water. All of those things have fueled these protests, and it threatens Iran's regime. And so what they want is to negotiate and put an end to those sanctions. I think the Trump administration will certainly listen. It's a good opportunity for us to collect information on how bad things are inside Iran. But I think the Trump administration might do well to let these protests play out and not be in a rush to eliminate or reduce those sanctions, which are having such a serious impact on the regime's security. I think we have a number of options. I think the president is going to be looking at, obviously, the military option to strike IRGC facilities. They're the ones that are they're bringing down the oppression on those protesters. That's certainly an option. Cyber strikes is another one, delivering internet to the Iranian people so that they can coordinate these protests. And of course, we've seen the sanctions increase further. And remember, the targeted countries are India, China, and Russia, those countries that do business with Iran. I'm sure that the president is going to be receiving an intelligence briefing from Director CIA Ratcliffe on exactly where these pain points are and how the CIA might assess Iran would react, the impact on domestic unrest inside the country. Lots of very heavy, weighty decisions for the administration. Today, the president will have his team around him to try to make the best decisions possible.
And one former member of the team, the National Security Assistant, KT McFarland, says, mark my words, Iran is about to fall.
You think that the clerics, the mullahs, they're going down with the ship. The question will be to watch in Iran, the IRGC, so it's the Revolutionary Guard. They're like, they're the military, but they're a whole lot more than the military. They own businesses and companies. It's like a defense industrial complex. They're the real powers. So at a certain point, do they say, oh, the mullahs, you know, they're going to go down. They've so mismanaged the economy, the people are against them. Maybe we want to keep our position. So maybe they support someone else. I mean, mean, time will tell.
What has to happen before the president, President Trump, says that enough is enough?
Okay, so he's getting his military, he's getting briefed tomorrow about what the range of options would be. Now, they'll probably present him with three options. They'll have the sort of, you know, big version, the middle version, the small version. The big version might be, I guess, a military, some kind of military movement. My guess is that in the middle version, it'll be like maybe it's going to be a cyber attack. Maybe it'll be blockading some of the port. Maybe it'll be going after the oil facilities. It could be any one of a number of things, the banking system. And then the middle option is strong, you know, the little bad note, don't do that, boys. That's kind of the Biden option. And I don't think President Trump's going to do the Biden option.
No, he's not going to do that. He's not going to take the Biden approach. No, don't do that. Don't do that. We'll send you some ice cream if you won't do that. There is no way in hell Trump is going to adopt that philosophy. On the home front, the leftists who are cowards, I repeat again, they are cowards. They are afraid to stand in the streets with the Iranians, but they want to protest and fight in U.S. streets for justice, knowing they won't be slaughtered as they would in Iran.
All right, so you spoke out, obviously, against the administration's version of events in the Good shooting, and the White House came out after you did that, and they've told The Hill, I just wanted to quote for you, because this is just in response to what you said yesterday, that videos have debunked Ilhan Omar's lies. The ICE officer was clearly struck by Good's car. Omar should acknowledge the truth rather than lie about law enforcement and incite more violence against them. What is your response to them? And I guess as part of this, if it turns out that the car, Good's car, did bump the agent, right? If that happened, does that change anything about how you see things and the fact that this still shouldn't have happened?
That is a perfect setup for a question for Omar, Ilhan Omar. What do you think her answer would be? This is a softball question. And the reporter even said, in the event that, yes, he was hit by a car, does that change your view? Are you expecting some acquiescence? And oh me, oh my, I made a mistake? Well, coming up in the next hour, you're going to find out Ilhan Omar has no compassion for anyone who tries to run down an ICE agent or any law enforcement agent. So I'll let you hear the question again in the second hour, and you're going to hear Ilhan Omar. I will tell you now, if you plan to hold your breath until she says, yeah, that was wrong, you better have 911 ready to dial on your phone. Coming up, how women are being weaponized against men. Lock and load. Renewal by Anderson asking.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So last month, President Trump issued an executive order, 14199. This withdraws the U.S. from international organizations, conventions, and treaties that are contrary to the interests of the U.S. Okay, I'm all for that, but let me go a little deeper. The order calls for the cessation of all U.S. government funding to U.N. Women, which amounts to about $18 million per year. We need some perspective. And joining us now, Ed Bartlett, founder of SAVE, an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campuses. Ed, help us understand that we're going to take money from women or just some women.
Well, Larry, I think to put this in perspective, you've probably heard the phrase the great feminization.
Oh, yeah.
And the great feminization refers to a rather bizarre inversion of the truth and elimination of normality. And so this is exactly what's happening at UN Women. UN Women claims to be working for gender equality. They claim to be working for empowerment of women. The truth is they are doing neither of those. So, for example, when they say gender equality, what they really mean is female supremacy. In other words, men are lagging in about 12 different areas around the world, like lifespan and education and homelessness and so forth. But UN Women will never, ever admit to the fact that men are lagging. So that's one example. Then you take this concept of what they call gender, not only gender equality, but also what they talk about is having people who they want 50% females in every position in society. Well, you notice they never talk about 50% women who are truck drivers, or who are in, you know, loggers or in electricians. They only talk about women in sort of the more glamorous roles, like, you know, in politics or in high paid
the C office
government positions.
Right, the C office. I mean, I can see that, but there's a disconnect going on, in the sense that we've had so many quote women lately saying, I don't want to be called a woman. I am a she, her, and I am opposed to women in general. Where are these guys connecting or not connecting?
Well, it's hard to find areas in which they are actually telling the truth, because they have become so obsessed with the great feminization, which can all be traced back to Marxist ideology. Marxism is not about equal opportunities or equal rights. Marxism is about uniformity across the board, 50-50-50. So it's an inversion, and it's a elimination of the family unit itself.
Well, let me again go back in history briefly. Where would Gloria Steinem and the women's movement fall in this category?
Wow. Well, let's see. You're testing my detailed knowledge of Gloria Steinem. And of course, that goes back a few years. But fundamentally, everything about feminism turns reality and turns truth on its head. So, and of course, never expect the UN women to tell the truth. And here's one example. They are actually launching a campaign right now dealing with digital or online harassment, and they only claim that women are the targets of online harassment. Well, surprise, surprise, it turns out all the studies that I've seen show that men are more likely to be targeted in online harassment, but UN women will never admit to that fact.
I know there's a Norway study that Gallup carried out that said, contrary to popular expectations, more men than women have experienced online harassment.
Right. Well, just ask yourself, how many times have you heard the phrase, kill all men, right?
More and more often. Yeah.
And compare that to how many times have you heard, kill all women. Honestly, I've never heard anybody say kill all women,
Yeah. But
I have heard people, you know, very casually, like they were just sort of spouting something out. Oh, yeah, kill all men. They, you know, they have no problem saying that.
Look, I'm a father of two girls, and I've always wanted them to have fair standing and to be able to compete with any man on equal grounds, not because of gender, but because of their ability. But what I see based within this UN scam is not just to make women equal, but superior.
Well, I think that's the cold hard truth there, that this is not the concept of equality has been replaced with female supremacy. You know, go to the Twitter page of UN Women. It's UN Women. That's their address. And ask look at all of the posts they put out there that either portray men as ogres or oppressors, or women as being somehow, you know, they are being taken advantage of. They never tell the truth about the reality of men who can't, who have high suicide rates, who die sooner than women. The list goes on and on.
I'm looking at a piece that's included in some of the material I have here. And this is reference to, let me get the name, Helen Andrews, a woman, the great feminization.
Yes.
All right, you're familiar with it. She says the great feminization is truly unprecedented. No civilization in human history has ever experimented with letting women control so many vital institutions of our society. Now, on one hand, that sounds like that's a terrible thing. The other hand, be aware of it. Is it good plus minus? What is it?
Well, you know, you have to look at law schools, look at medical schools, look at high, I mean, I used to work in the government myself.
Shame on you.
This, the DEI ideology has taken over many branches, including the National Institutes of Health. Think about that. We have scientists who are being hired just because they can, espouse, you know, certain ideologies about, you know, preferential skin color and so forth. That's an absolute corruption of what science is all about.
Well, the whole thing here is, if you move it in that arena, you also get transgenders. What does that do to the women?
Well, it's just a great example of one of the many contradictions of this crazy era that we live in, that of course, if you have a biological male who now claims to be female and competing athletically, that person is going to have a physical advantage and maybe may place the female athletes at physical risk. Now, I don't think there's any science that would contradict that basic notion, but sure enough, the ideologues are carrying forward.
How big is the harassment issue? I see a 2021 Pew report finding that 43% of men, 38% of women report being harassed online.
Yeah, I've looked at this, a number of studies in a number of countries, and it's amazing they all tell the same story, that men are equally likely to be harassed online, or more often, more likely to be harassed. In the United Kingdom, it was 54% male targets and only 50% female targets. So, but again, the UN Women completely refuses to tell that truth.
You were with the Domestic Abuse and Violence International Alliance, DAVIA, 227 member organizations, 42 countries, trying to ensure that domestic violence and abuse policies are science-based. One final question here, though. With these pushes by the UN and the UN Women Assault, are they bettering the nation, are they in the world, or making it worse?
They are corrupting our societies. They're corrupting basic concepts of truth. So they're making it not just worse, they're making it far worse.
And so it goes. I want to thank you very much, Ed Bartlett, founder of SAVE. I appreciate your time, sir.
My pleasure, Larry.
You bet. Thank you very much. Coming up, our new feature for the 6 o'clock report, the story behind the story, the My Lai Massacre of 1968.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. Went to the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
The stark facts of that day, March 16th, 1968, are not in dispute. An Army photographer captured moments in the bloody assault. When the story of what happened leaked out more than a year later, there was an investigation. 25 members of Charlie Company and their officers were charged, most with murder. There were a few trials. Only one person, Lieutenant William Calley, was found guilty. He was never punished. Charges against most of the soldiers were eventually dismissed. The what is known. It's the why that remains an open question. Some of the men who slaughtered unarmed villagers remain haunted by their memories. But for those who crawled out of that crush of blood and bone, the horror is still fresh and vivid.
You might well recall the video, either when you were younger and you saw it, or in later years, bodies of men and women, children, strewn across a small road, shot repeatedly. It was, for many Americans, horrific. How could we, our U.S. forces, for what we were standing for, carry out such an attack? There is no doubt some of those killed might have been Viet Cong, but for the most part, young children, they were not members of Viet Cong. Now, they might carry out an order and try to walk into amidst of soldiers carrying a weapon, and some of the women might have done that as well, but for the most part, they were not the enemy. And there began the My Lai massacre. A lot of this had been documented later by a veteran, Ronald Ridenhour, and journalist Seymour Hersh did an excellent job of following it, staying on top of it. But on 16th of March, 1968, women, children, elderly men rounded up, murdered by U.S. Army soldiers from C Company, 1st Battalion, 20th Infantry Regiment, 11th Brigade, B Company, 5th Battalion, 3rd Infantry Regiment, 11th Brigade of the 23rd American Division, all organized. And the other part of the story. The other part of the story. Some of the women were gang raped. Their bodies mutilated. And some of the children, as young as age 12, were raped and mutilated. That became the largest confirmed massacre of civilians by U.S. forces in the 20th century. And this was not like dropping a bomb on a suspected target and killing them. This was going into the village, gathering them up, marching them outside the village, massacring them after many were raped and tortured. Captain Ernest Medina entered that market of My Lai, expecting to find the Viet Cong Local Force 48th Battalion. They were not there. The killings began as troops searched for guerrillas and continued even after it became clear there were none. Now, those of you listening, if you've been in a situation like that in Vietnam, you're fearful of anyone. But when it became clear that they were not the enemy, what were you going to do? Medina and other soldiers held them in the open, murdered them with automatic weapons, bayonets, grenades. They burned the homes, destroyed the livestock, and numerous executed in an irrigation ditch. There was a warrant officer, Chief Thompson, and his helicopter crew. They tried to intervene and try to stop the attack. In a nearby hamlet of My Lai, My Kay, B Company killed an additional 60 to 155 villagers. So the massacre was originally reported as a battle between Viet Cong troops and the villagers that lived there. But again, by the work of veteran Ronald Ridenhour and information he fed Seymour Hersh at the time, they broke the news that this was a massacre by the American troops. And the word began to get out in November 1969. There was obviously, and rightly so, public outrage. 26 soldiers were charged with animal criminality. There was only one, Lieutenant William Kelly, the leader of the 1st Platoon and C Company, who was convicted. He was found guilty of murdering 22 villagers. He originally was given a life sentence, but he ended up serving only 3.5 years. That was upsetting to many because they thought they cannot be right. Even inside the military branches. This gets back to some extent what we witnessed recently with the Arizona senator saying, if the order, you don't like it, you can disobey it. And I said before, you cannot disobey a lawful order. But where was the lawful part of this? Gunning down children. On the eve of the attack, Captain Medina told his men that nearly all the civilian residents would have left, and many who remained were most likely VC or VC sympathizers. And there was a question for him. He was asked, is he ordered to kill the women and the children? Those present later gave differing accounts of what Medina said. Some, including platoon leaders, testified that the orders, as they stood, that they understood them, were to kill all VC and North Vietnamese combatants. That would include women and children and the animals. To burn the village, pollute the wells. Supposedly, he was quoted as saying, "They are all VC. Now go and get them." Still raises the question, well, who is actually the enemy? Anybody that was shooting from us, riding, hiding from us, appeared to be the enemy. If a man was running, shoot him. Sometimes even if he has a woman or a child with him, shoot them both. When Kelly's trial came up, numerous witnesses testified that they remember Medina instructing, destroy everything in the village that was, quote, walking, crawling, or growling. The order was clear. No one comes out alive. And then on the morning of March 16, 7:30 in the morning, 1968, do you recall where you were then? It might be hard, might be something that stands out in your mind, but it was a deadly day in My Lai. About 100 soldiers from Charlie Company, led by Medina, following a short artillery and helicopter gunshot barrage, landed and started going after everyone in there. Now, instead of the expected enemy, the GIs found women, children, old men. Many were simply cooking breakfast over an outdoor fire. Now again, if you're in a hostile territory, they make it appear that it's all just fine. We're just having breakfast. Don't worry. Don't look under that knapsack over there, because that's where we have several weapons. It is one thing to sit off in a quarantine, quiet atmosphere and say, I would not have been involved in it. But once you're there, and not saying you would have been, but there is additional pressure. I told you Callie was one of those charged, the only one convicted, and yet there is more to the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
That day, she and her baby daughter were herded into this ditch with more than 100 others. Her father's body shielded them from the bullets. Terrified, she lay motionless among the dead for hours.
I cannot forget it as long as I live. I even remember the shooting of my people in the ditch in my dreams.
Have you come to any understanding over the years how they could act in such a way?
No, I can't explain why they did it.
That is part of a documentary that had been made about the My Lai massacre. I point out that earlier, the rape, at least 20 Vietnamese women and girls, and the limit on the girls could have been as young as 12, 10, were raped during the My Lai massacre. That in itself would be a crime, and a soldier should not partake in it. And of course, the order to kill and shoot innocent civilians. There was only one case of a soldier who was injured. It was a self-inflicted gun wound, so he could not participate in the rapes and other crimes. He shot himself to get out of being part of that horrific event. The helicopter pilot from Company B, we were talking about earlier, said, "I saw dead and wounded civilians as I was flying in over the village. There was nothing we could do about these folks." And the members of the crew, shocked and confused, then he spoke with Lieutenant Calley, Second Lieutenant Calley, who claimed to be just following orders. For many, it was a mass murder. Not a military action, not anything to brag about. General William C. Westmoreland congratulated Charlie Company and the battalion for outstanding action, saying they had dealt the enemy a heavy blow. Later in a memoir, he wrote that it was the conscious massacre of defenseless babies, children, mothers, old men, in a way of diabolical, slow-motion nightmare that went on for a better part of a day. The one person convicted, Calley, 19th of August, 2009. And he made his only public apology at that point. He said, "There's not a day goes by that I don't feel remorse for what I did. I feel remorse for the Vietnamese who were killed, for their families, for the American soldiers involved, and their families." But he said, "If you ask why I did not stand up to them, I was given orders, and I followed them foolishly." Lieutenant William Calley died after serving only 3.5 years in a brig. Died at age 80 in 2024. Another story behind the story. Remember our pledge.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.